Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
My hair is crazy.
What is going on with your hair? I gotta ask.
I just had it done, actually.
Okay.
But then I went on a long walk and the wind really didn't.
What it is?
I can't have nice things. I can't have nice things.
But what's the deal with your hair? I mean, you just got it done.
Yeah, I just got it done. I got it straightened as it can be.
Okay.
So that's the thing, is that this is it straight.
Okay. I'm trying to figure this damn thing out again, all over again.
I know. It's like, well, we just, you know, it's not like we do it all the time. It's new. It's still a new process for people joining us. Thank you.
There's no one joining us. No one's coming in. Are we even live? I don't know.
I don't even know. It says at the top we're live, but I don't know if that means that we're just recording.
Okay. This is stupid. Hey, who's on the – so there's one person right there. All right.
Like, we're not alone.
We're not alone. Okay. So tell us about your hair.
I tried to get it straightened.
Okay.
This is like as good as it gets.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not right. A knock. My stylist is amazing. She is a genius and very gifted that she can tame the untamable. So I give her lots of credit, tons of props. I made the mistake of going out and going on a crazy like walk run. What? I thought it'd be fun to like go for a run.
Okay.
Before we did the show to get my energy out.
Okay.
And so if you ever run, do you ever notice this when you go and run?
If I ever run. Did you hear yourself saying this?
Trying to be inclusive.
Yeah. So. And then you back it up by going, do you ever find yourself when you're getting ready to run?
So you're getting ready to run.
Yeah.
And I stopped myself. I was going to go outside and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go outside. I'm going to run on the treadmill because I'm nervous about being late for the live.
Like
but
you
the
were.
The thing about running is.
Like you
I
were.
Because I tripped on my way down the stairs because apparently I can run, but I don't have coordination. So many things are happening in the house right now. My life is chaos. So I go on the treadmill and I do this thing where you like fast walk and then you ramp it up to like 6 or 7 and run for a bit and then you bring it back down and then you run for a bit.
You're going to break something.
So here's the thing. You don't sweat while that's happening. And you're like, God, I must not be getting a workout. Like I'm not even sweating. The minute you stop.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God.
Then you start sweating and you're
tired.
Oh, my
God, my hair. Next thing you know, my hair's like, we're not staying straight.
Do you put it in a ponytail or are you just running like a banshee?
No, I put it in a ponytail. I put it in a ponytail. No, because my hair is so thick, it doesn't breathe if it lays down. So I put it back in a ponytail.
Grace, super Grace here. Do you run, Grace? Are you a runner? So runs. Okay.
Okay, Grace, but do you know the phenomenon I'm talking about where it's like you're not necessarily sweating while it's happening, but then you stop and all of a sudden your body just decides to like crazy perspire? So then I'm stuck in this thing where I'm like, oh my God, I got a blot. Like we're going to be live.
Hey, Nikki, thanks for joining. Grace, thanks for joining. Pat, thanks for joining. I hope you guys all have drinks, by the way. I'm doing something crazy. I'm cutting back.
Doing?
I'm cutting back.
I know.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk
about
care.
It? Yeah, right. I feel like I've developed a too bit of a habit. It's just easy. And I'm just like decided I just need to cut back a little bit as I'm drinking.
You're like, as I'm drinking, hold on a second. Pour me another glass.
Yeah. So I'm stepping back. I'm going less, cutting it down for a few weeks. And then, kind of like resetting a little bit, you know?
Okay.
Because I have no excuses. I like what I like to do and I like to drink tequila. I mean, good God, I have a dog named Tequila. So, So now it's, that's kind of what I'm doing. So Wylene asked me, cause this is like really one glass, right? For those who see, There's the second one. This is one glass. And Wylene came in and she goes, why do you have two? Because I'm drinking four.
You're like, honey, I get four. She's like, yeah, you get four. You don't have to have four. You're like, if I can, I'm having them.
Yeah, Nikki just said I want to know if we go on TikTok, but she also said that she knows the feeling about your hair deal.
Nikki, you see what I'm saying? This is the thing. Like, you know, you try to do the right thing. You try to get that heart rate up. You try to be healthy.
Try.
The thing is that I've had this goal of how many steps I can have before I can drink. And I knew we had this happy hour, so I was really in a crunch to keep the promise to myself.
Okay. So you're on.
I had this promise to myself about how many steps I can get in a day before. And if I don't hit those steps, then like there's no drinking that day, period, full stop.
Really?
So yeah, really.
That's pretty impressive, I must say.
So it's amazing how often you make that goal happen when drinking's on the line.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Those steps are adding up real quick.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You mean at 8 o'clock when the kids go to bed, I can't have a glass of wine if I didn't hit 10,000 steps for the day?
What did you get him? Walking. Oh, you obviously got them because you're drinking. What are you drinking? You got the white. Is this the summer? This is the time of the year to drink your white then? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Thankfully it's not any of the Prosecco from Costco, which I love the fact that they had to put out an announcement, an alert to Costco sippers.
What was that?
Oh, did you not see the, they had to put out like a recall warning and they're like, don't bring it back to the warehouse. They're spontaneously exploding. So these bottles of Prosecco, people have them in their refrigerators and their houses and they're just erupting.
Exploding. Okay.
Yes. Cause they're champagne bottles. So
See, that's why I'm stupid. I don't know what those, the Prosecco and all that stuff is, you know.
Prosecco is just another word for it's a different kind of champagne or sparkling water. But I mean, the idea is that it's got bubbles. You have to like pop the cork.
Okay.
And apparently these are already popping.
All right.
And so there's people good have had this. So they're like, don't bring it back to the warehouse because they'll just explode there.
Hmm. I had no idea. Fail.
Yeah.
That's a fail. Ashley's going to adopt your thing. I guess getting so many steps. Why?
Okay.
Ashley, why?
Well, it's good to have.
If Nikki's saying that she just still drinks.
She lives on a lake. She lives on a lake.
Yeah. Hey, if you guys have any questions out there, you guys can throw them at us for sure. We do have a merch drop coming up. We'll let you guys know a little bit here. Yeah, I guess you're just going to have to sit back a little bit and grab a drink and so on. So I ran to Walmart, not Walmart, but Walgreens, and I was standing there. And you know how that always works. Someone's never at the register.
Yeah.
So I looked down the candy aisle where the guy was at, and he's way down at the end stocking. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this guy stocking candy when he should be at the register? So I sat there for a few minutes, and I'm like, he's not stopping. And so I said, excuse me. And he turned and gave me this weird look. And I said, can I check out real quick? Is that cool? And he goes, yeah. And so as he walks over, I'm down there putting in my number or whatever. And I look out of the corner of my eye, I see his name tag. Uh-huh. Now, I'm not wearing a hat. I should have thrown that in there.
Okay.
I see his name tag. It is Victor. We had a PA guy back in radio. Victor. I don't know if you remember Victor.
Vaguely.
Anyway,
Victor?
I said, Victor, I know who you are. He looked at me and I said, it's Party. And he looked at me and goes, oh God, I didn't recognize you. And he's staring at the top of my bald head. I mean,
he's like, oh, in my world, you have a hat, but that means it's covering hair. I didn't know that there was nothing under there like hair.
Exactly.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was embarrassing. He asked how everything was going. I said, we have a podcast now, all the other stuff.
It was really stressful. I lost all my
Then I'm walking around the house and the sweet wedding goes, you really need a haircut. I'm like, oh God, I can't believe I'm getting called out twice now.
She's all over you today. You know, she's like, how many drinks is that? When's the last time you cut your hair?
So now people are wondering,
what exactly do you do around here?
Yeah, that's next. So, yeah. I shave my head, right? I always have for a long time. The problem is that nature, however you want to put it, took over from the top for me. So I don't have to shave it anymore. So basically, right. Bald, big forehead, all that fun stuff. And so when it grows out, it grows kind of spiky a little bit.
Oh.
And then there's just this awful bald spot up there. With baby, it's like baby ass hair on there.
Skirted eggshell.
Yes.
The skirted eggshell. Your dad had the skirted eggshell.
Yes, he did. And he went a comb over his whole life, as long as he was bald. And so my stepmother talked him into getting that haircut no longer like that. So when he passed away, the lady that – what do you call those people that get them all dressed in the?
Oh yeah, like the like mortician beautician. I mean, yeah, like whatever
whatever they are.
There's like people who get the dead people ready to be like,
which is a crazy job. I don't know. I knew somebody that went to school for that.
Yeah, you do.
That's what they wanted to do. I mean, it's job security. I mean, people die all the time.
Yeah, but what if you're like, I don't want mom to get done up? You're like, really? That's the part of the death package you want to cut out? You want to have your mom just look like your mom?
Well, that's the thing, because then they said, they asked my stepmother, that, all right, how would you like that? Would you like a comb over? And she was like, it took me 50 years to get him to stop with the comb over. So no.
Like, absolutely not.
I don't know why people even have comb overs. I guess, you know, that's just, I mean, I guess that's their look.
I don't know. That is an interesting decision.
It is very much so. I mean, the wind blows.
And it's not, and it's so intentional. I mean, you know, it's the comb over where it's somebody still pretending like they have hair is really the one where you're like, are we all pretending? This is like, you know, because there are people where they do the comb over and they think that they're really pulling it off, that it just looks like, oh, I just like it when it's all like a Bieber, like all from one side. You're like, that's because you don't have any. They're like, no, this is just where my part is. You're like, it's not anywhere else. They're like, no. If I wanted to, I could pull my, but I did. I put a lot of effort into my hair tonight, so I don't want to mess it up. But yeah, there's hair underneath here.
I don't get that hairstyle.
I'm like, I don't get it.
I do not get it either. That hairstyle is something. Is there a women's hairstyle equivalent to that? The comb over is very specific. It's like, what are you doing? And think about how long it takes. Because when my father's hair would flip, and anybody else that has a comb over.
It's longer.
That part, yeah, it falls all the way down to your shoulder.
What does it look like in the shower?
Exactly.
You got like Cinderella length hair on one side and just nothing.
Who are you trying to fool? No one wants that look, do they?
Somebody does. They still
exist. No, they don't. It's like they don't have anyone to tell them otherwise. That's what it is.
They don't have to be alone. Somebody loves them and just doesn't want to hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
So there's that.
All right. We got a message from somebody. Text us, by the way. That number is 402-915-0962. Our email, if you guys want to get a hold of us, is bpscrasher@gmail.com. But this came in through text. They wanted to know, if you don't like mayo, do you like Miracle Whip? Okay.
No. As a matter of fact, as a Catholic, we probably had more Miracle Whip than we had mayo anyway. Like, that was always like, and then you add a dab of Miracle Whip. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I am out.
Yeah. Gracie, are you familiar with Mayo Man? Oh, you know who Mayo Man is, right? Yeah.
I think you mean co-employee of the month.
That's not him.
I can't tell. He's covered in mayonnaise. He's the mayo man. How is that any different? God, make it stop. Make it stop. I don't think there are enough steps in the world to rationalize that much mayo. Like, I know I have to hit 10K in order to have a rosé.
What's up? Like,
I don't know.
What's up, Patrick? That's my buddy right there, Patrick. Good to see you. Thanks for jumping on. So you don't do – that's the other mailman. For those of you that don't know, the other mailman won co –
There's three.
No, there's two. There's only two. There's that one, and there's the other dude. The other dude won.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's two, even though I think that guy should have won.
But I think that guy – we've had two videos by that guy.
No, that's the same video. I just keep playing it over and over and over.
I just never got to the cookie part then, I guess. I didn't realize that.
No, you didn't. Cookies and mayo. It's National Cheeseburger Day today, and so I went to McDonald's and got one for 50 cents. And I felt so gross because I ordered it on the app, and it asked if I wanted to add stuff. And I'm like,
round up.
Why not? And so I added mayo to it. I've never had mayo on any of their cheeseburgers. I never know you could do that. And then you also had to buy something, right? And you know about my McDonald's hack for French fries. I absolutely love French fries, right? But I don't like salty French fries. And every time I go to McDonald's, the French fries seem a little cold. You guys all know what I mean. Anyway, if you order them without salt, then they have to cook them up fresh.
You are such an old man stuck in an almost old man's body.
So, yeah, I pull over and I park and wait. I'm thinking to myself, accomplishments. I've accomplished the hack every time. And I'm sure you can do the same thing with a burger.
Oh, I'm sure there's some way you can order it that makes them make it fresh. And then they're like in there like, it's that guy, the guy who has to have everything special. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it is.
Maybe mayo.
But yeah, anyway, it wasn't good. I just added that. I mean, it was great. I like it, but I don't know what their mayo is. So I had to open up and look at it because it was a creamy, weird, kind of grayish looking mayo. Maybe it just blended it with the hamburger meat anyway. But then I get a message that Burger King is giving away bacon cheeseburger. Don't you guys leave and go get cheeseburgers. It's today only. But you just have to buy something.
So what'd you buy there?
I didn't go.
Why? They have better burgers anyway.
It was just way too much. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and stuff myself for free burgers. I was happy with what I got.
I get four drinks a day. You're like,
I was happy with what I got and left it there. So no Miracle Whip, huh? Have you ever eaten Miracle Whip?
Yeah.
Huh. Patrick wants to know who has the best fries. All fast food, Patrick?
I mean, like, yeah, like that's probably, I would say that's McDonald's over Burger King. I don't think Burger King's got that great of fries.
No, they don't have good fries. But what about the other places? Like, is Wendy's your thing? I think Wendy's changed their fries. So they used to have, Runza's got some badass fries too.
Aren't they crinkle cut at Runza? Yeah. Those are good. I like the crinkle cut.
Okay, yeah. I think they're the only
Culver's
ones that do
fries.
It.
Culver's fries are really good. Culver's has really good onion rings, too. We get into this conversation, and it is just a black hole. We get stuck in it.
You would think we're stoned out of our minds.
I know, right? We're like, and these are good fries. Did you ever try Miracle Whip? It's entirely too early in the broadcast to be this whacked. You're like, I need a taco. Yeah. We need to hit the drive-thru on the way home.
When we were doing a podcast, people not long ago, you know, we recorded and we're on everywhere you go and get your podcast now. I decided to grab a drink and it kind of looked like one of those, you know, like energy drinks. And I'm drinking it during the show. And Molly asked, what are you drinking? And as I'm trying to show her it, I notice it has THC and all that fun stuff in it. Then I immediately start getting high.
Look, I don't.
Then we spent the next hour talking about food.
Yes. It's true. Something happened with my lights.
What?
I don't know. Something happened with the lights.
I hope someone, even though it'd be good for ratings, somebody doesn't try to kidnap you from behind.
I saw. I saw there was a meme on Instagram. I wanted to send it to you. They're like, if you ever feel like you're alone, just put on a horror movie and pretend like somebody's in the apartment trying to kill you.
My sister Tracy's on Del Taco Best Fries Quicker Cut. Trace, we don't have Del Taco here.
She's out in Cali, which they are Del Taco town.
Yeah, Culver's top notch from Patrick as well. So yeah, there you go. What other food questions do you have, people?
None. No more. Dinner time for people.
Give it to us. Give it to us. All right, what do we got here? When do you want to do the little thing, the shirt thing?
I say we drop it to show people.
Okay. You want to do it?
I mean, why not? Or do you want to wait? Let's wait till closer to the end then.
Okay. All right. Let's just wait for a little bit. I'm trying to see what we have. We were talking about this baby that has that hair.
Oh my God. You've seen it, but I wonder if people on the call are on the show.
Yeah. Look at this baby with his hair. It's the weirdest thing. If it plays, there we go. That's when he's a little baby. So I get that. Right.
Yeah. You're like,
that a lot?
That's a pretty good head of hair.
Okay.
You're like, okay, that's fine. This is bananas. This is like it's six,
that's like a day later.
8 months. Like, I mean, that is crazy. So she's like made it this thing. Look at that. That's not a wig. That's that kid's hair. I don't know
like, why, but that grosses me out. I don't know why.
But at first I was like, that can't be real. And then, like, you're watching it, she, like, posts all the time. She's like, here we go, time for a haircut. And, I mean, that kid's hair is banana. Like, I wish I had hair that good.
Yeah.
His hair is crazy. Kids don't normally – my kids were bald for forever. I would have given anything for them to have had even a quarter of what that kid's got.
Really? See, I didn't have any hair either. So, yeah, I don't – I just think it's weird when a baby comes out like that. I mean, it's – I mean, what does that do to your insides? I mean, is that doing anything? I don't know anything about babies.
Do you know how babies work?
I know how to make them. I just don't know about everything that's in the inside. That's it.
I know how to make them. Prove it. There's been no proof. No proof of play.
I know I don't have a baby.
Yeah, you could say it and all I know day long. One. I know how to make one. Where is it?
I don't have one that I know of.
I don't see no baby nowhere.
Real quick, really crazy. Tracy, Larry, you're going to want to, they're Iowegians. My sister.
Oh,
they're
really?
Yeah. You're going to want this next shirt. I guarantee it.
Oh, that's right. For sure.
I've been wanting to have this shirt made for so long.
I know.
For so long. I made it one time, and I wore it for the Nebraska-Iowa game, and everybody mm-hmm. wanted to know where I got it. And I thought to myself, "Well, I just made one.
Like, I'm not sharing."
So now I made a bunch. So you're gonna want to want this shirt. I guarantee it. Guarantee.
I guarantee it.
Back to baby. Are we still talking about the baby? Baby talk.
That baby's just, I mean, I think he's adorable. It's just hysterical, his hair. Like, he's got, like, teenage boy hair.
Yeah, he does.
Teenage boys wish they had hair that good.
All right, here's a would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather have to wear a mascot costume of a giant shrimp once a week everywhere you go? Or every day you wake up with glitter on your teeth that can't be brushed off until noon.
I think you would go glitter on your teeth.
Shrimp costume all day long.
You would.
Yeah. I'd be like, I don't want glitter on my teeth till noon every day. Do I get to sleep until like 11:45?
See, I would do the glitter. I think it'd look fun. I don't want to walk around in a shrimp mascot. Yeah.
Trippy. It's only God. One day. Come on, you wear crazy stuff at least one day a week.
Yeah, I do. yes, I do. Here's one Trip. More, right? This is a buddy of mine who sent, I need your guys' opinion too. He sent this, this video and he wrote this song and he kind of wants to know, you know, what we think about this song.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of feeling fine. A machine that's failing by design. Keep my grip on sand. Keep my head above the mail.
Oh my God. My apologies.
I take glitter on my teeth over that any day. Somebody was like, glitter over you. I'm like, glitter, wherever you're going to say it's going
to
go.
It's hard to hear the song, isn't it?
I didn't know he was singing. I knew he was playing guitar. I could see his hands close to all the rest of it. But as far as singing, that could have come from anything.
Oh my God, Patrick! Would you do glitter just like me, and Mary, she'd do the mascot. So okay, I wish that was a thing. How divided would this city be? Melanie's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Did you hear the song, Melanie? I didn't hear. I mean, I heard music.
Oh my God!
Like a siren song.
I love the internet. I used to be like, get off the internet, right? But it has become...
Now you're on it all the time?
It's like the jack of trades out there. It's like so many people do the weirdest stuff. I mean...
Yeah.
That video is equivalent of... Yeah, and then post it. That video is equivalent to a comb over. I mean, isn't it? I mean, why would you take off your shirt when you have nipples like that? Melanie, you were singing?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I didn't...
Not one of you have rated that song. The guy wanted to know if it's
what
good.
What song? We couldn't hear him over the nipples. Screaming in my ear. That has to be AI. I refuse to believe that somebody out there has that.
It's a waste of time.
That's not AI. You can't go, hey, AI, put giant AI. Nipples on me. That guy could feed an elephant with the biggest nipples I've ever seen on a man.
You're entirely too interested. In
a man's quit it. Nipples. Stop. Get off my screen. There you go.
Oh, that is so sick. Okay, so.
Yes, it is.
Would that be a deal breaker for you if a woman had nipples like that?
No.
Then there you go. There's a somebody out there for everyone. There's a lid for every pot.
Is that what we're going with? There's a lid for every pot.
I'm trying to be.
Yeah. Hi, Deanna. Yeah. Trying to be kind. Nothing. They gave them big double zeros. That's what they are. Yeah. What do they look like? Kind of like
we saw what they look like. I don't want to see it again.
Okay.
Let's watch something else.
Larry Palette says, cleanse. Looks like he got too much suction off his wife's breast pump. Thank you Oopsie. For that. Anywho. Okay. All right. What do you have? What did you have?
Okay, so I have a dumb question.
Okay.
Since we're doing the either or. So I thought this was interesting. What fear have you outgrown but you still think about sometimes?
Oh God.
What like you're not scared of it anymore, but every once in a while you're like, I remember when I was scared of that. Like you're over
know.
It, but like it hasn't left you. That kind of thing.
I mean, mine's probably dumb because I mean, I always had the fear of getting on stage and I still do. You know that.
Yeah.
And I still have that fear and I think most people do, but then I do it and I just don't care. But
see,
I don't
mine's
know.
Mine's really stupid.
What is yours? I don't even know what mine. Maybe another one will come to me. Anybody out there, what would yours be? But go ahead.
Cannibals. When I was a kid, scared of cannibals.
Do they exist?
I read about them in a book, and I was like, that's terrifying. Like, so like they can just come out of anywhere and they eat people. Like, that's what they eat. I mean, it's like, before, it's like, it was like from some kid's storybook tale or whatever. And I had nightmares for forever about cannibals. And I think back on it now and I laugh about it. Like, I remember some of the nightmares and I'm like, remember when you used to be afraid of cannibals? And there's still a part of me where, like, I watched that new movie 27 years later.
That's coming out this weekend, too, by the way.
On Netflix. Yeah, yeah. I was going to let people know. Okay. Saturday on Netflix.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, like, they're cannibals.
Sure.
So it's like one of those things where I still laugh about it. I'm like, remember when I was scared of cannibals?
What was that?
But I still remember that I was scared of cannibals at one point in my life.
It seemed like I watched a movie where these hikers or boaters or canoeists or whatever got caught by cannibals.
All of that is probably true. There's movies probably for all of those hikers, rafters, all like there's been a movie with cannibals and all of those activities. You're like, remember that one where it was a bunch of friends and they were blank, 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 and then cannibals?
Yeah.
You're like they were fishing. They were hiking in the woods. It's always like an Appalachia, and then there's cannibals.
Hey, let's do the drop. I just want to do this drop before some people leave, like my sister and those guys. This is what's dropping on Monday. It's my dream. I'll just say Husker shirt. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll just do it right now. Okay. Right now it goes. I don't do anything half-ass.
I know. Look at you. You're like, we had a budget of $2 million to make that commercial. Zero t-shirt sold. So, you're like, that was the best commercial I have ever seen.
I wear my shirt that's like that. That's Nebraska next to Iowa that points to Iowa and says I'm with stupid for the Nebraska-Iowa game. And I thought to myself, why am I the only one? And so I thought, why don't we make the shirt? People can support the show by buying that shirt, and they can wear it at the Husker game coming up. And the reason why we dropped it so early is because of the fact that I want to make sure you guys get it, because I don't want to be the only one wearing it. Then I started feeling bad about Iowa and thought, well,
feeling bad about Iowa since when?
Iowa fans. Then I was like, well, maybe I need to give them a shirt too. So that's how we ended up with that one. So here's this one right here. I'm with stupid. That's the Iowa one pointing. So if you're an Iowa fan and you want to be mean to us,
which Larry and Tracy obviously do.
Yeah, of course. Because I'll be wearing this one. I'm with stupid. See? And you'll be wearing this one, and Gracie will be wearing this one. All of Nebraska will be wearing that one. Yeah.
You're so excited. It's like you got a new toy. You're like, I love it.
Yes. Absolutely. It's like I have a new toy. So, yeah.
Well, there are tons of fun. So, Monday is when you can check them out on bigpartyshow.com. So,
That's
our new merch.
Yeah. There you go. There's some other ones planned, but one at a time, my friend.
Just a little bit. I saw Melanie put that she had a fear of monsters under the bed.
Okay.
I mean, that's like a normal thing. Like, that's the thing. That was like a serious fear for you at one point in your life. You're not afraid of it anymore, but you've never forgotten the fact that there was a monster under the bed at some point and you were terrified.
I'm sure. I used to have a dream. The Platte River. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a dream. I was always afraid of this too. I had a dream that, you know, the bridge, I don't know if you've been out there. There's a bridge that used to make noise when you drove over it. We used to camp on the sand dunes and all that stuff growing up.
Yeah.
I'd have dreams because cows would get down there somehow, right? And they'd have to rustle them up. I'd have dreams that as I'm driving over the bridge would fall, and then I would drive down and be stuck down there, right? And the cows were down there, but they all talked. And I was terrified and ran and ran and ran and ran. So.
Is the stupidest. And then the cows, they spoke. They're like, what did they say? Nothing. Interesting. It was really boring. And it was so upsetting because they were just so boring.
Melanie says about the Iowa the Iowa shirt. Her husband said, dumbass. Wear the other one then. Just buy one. Just buy one. Melanie's still afraid of monsters underneath the bed, she said.
Melanie, yeah. I mean, she says she's still afraid sometimes. Well, I mean, honestly, like, it's not like cannibals have gone away. I mean,
they do still
comes
exist.
Up every once in a while in the news. You're like, and these people, blah, 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 cannibals. You're like, oh, my God, they're still out there.
They're still there.
5-year-old Molly was right to be afraid of cannibals. They're not gone.
They really paint them cannibals as like bad, bad like people. All the movies
eat other people.
Well, that doesn't make them bad. That's just what they do. It's not like it's a crime in their world.
It's a crime against morality.
Well, talk to them. But they always put you in a pot. First, you're in a cage, right? Some stupid cage made out of bamboo of some sort, depending on where you're at. Right. Mm-hmm. Then they're poking and kids are laughing at you, throwing stuff at you. And they're feeding you. And then they eventually throw you in a pot. And you're sitting there in a pot and they're stirring you around.
What 1950s cannibal movie have you been watching? The cannibals that I knew about were savage.
Mm-hmm.
There was no pot. Well, actually, there was a pot.
Yes, there was. There's always a pot.
There's always a pot. You're right. At some point, there's a pot.
Yeah, they cook you.
Which is a stupid way, but I mean, I think it's just do it because it's so big. I mean, people are big. Unless you're eating small people.
Well, the people. Well, I mean, are you talking big as in fat or just
no? But I'm saying a 5'5" person putting them into, let's say, a roasting pan would be a little bit of a tight fit.
See, Melanie's getting dark. She's bringing up Jeffrey Dahmer now.
I didn't.
No, I said Melanie.
Oh, I thought you said me. You said Molly.
Melanie.
That's what I'm saying. So, Melanie, that was the thing in real life as an adult. I was like, well, look at that. There are cannibals. There are real monsters.
Yes, there is. I'm going through some of this stuff. Oh, my God. I want to throw one more back at you, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Are you in a relationship with a woman and you're tired of all that hooting and hollering? Well, here are 5 surefire ways passed down from generation to generation of men on how to calm those ladies down. Number 5, just tell her to calm down. Sometimes women get all caught up in their womaning and forget the basic rules of polite discourse. A gentle reminder to calm down should simmer the situation. Number 4, remind her to relax. This helps the ladies who understand their level of energy is inappropriate, but aren't quite sure what the next step to take. Number 3, you're here, I need you here. This simple physical action can help demonstrate the de-escalation necessary in the situation. Number 4, pretend this is your crazy knob. We need to turn it way down. Again, just another physical demonstration to show them the proper path. And number 1, only to be used in extreme cases. You're acting like your mother, and this world doesn't need 2 bitches that crazy walking around. Just use these 5 simple methods, and you'll never have an out-of-hand lady again. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, right. You think you see that guy next time?
No, that's his house on fire behind him. That's what she did before she left. She's like, all your stuff is in there. You know how in some cases... women are like, I threw all your stuff out on the front lawn. She's like, I made sure everything you own is in this house.
Yeah.
And I lit it on fire.
Fire. Have you ever thrown? I've seen it in my life one time. Everybody, like someone's stuff out on the lawn, which is probably a bad thing, right? I mean, now all the neighbors are involved. Watching.
No, I've never.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I've definitely been like, there's your stuff. Find it now and go.
Oh my God!
I'll never see it again.
I knew there was something that I was afraid of.
What?
All right. Now everything's coming. Now I'm sitting on a couch, Molly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A long time ago.
Let me take notes.
Yeah, a long time ago. I watched a movie as a child, and this child peed the bed, had a peeing problem, right? And he kept hiding the sheets. Mm-hmm. Well, when he's coming home from school with all the other kids, the mom had hung out all the sheets outside the window that was stained with urine so everyone could see. I was afraid of that.
So specific.
It is so suspicious, whatever you just said, that I felt and thought that my mother did that to me.
Did you wet the bed?
I don't know. Why are you talking so soft?
Because I'm just mortified for you.
Thank you. And it's not the first time.
No, but it's the first time tonight. So I had to like take it in. I mean, I thought we were going to have like a fun conversation about like, I was so afraid of like ventriloquist dolls or I was so afraid of clowns. And instead you're like, I had this here.
All right. So Larry has it right here. All right. If everyone remembers Larry, my brother-in-law, he said, wasn't that an after-school special episode? Yes. But for some reason, yes, it was. But for some reason,
horrible after-school message topic.
Yes. It was so bad and sad that I think I adopted it as my own. I don't know.
So many layers. And you say you have nothing to talk about in therapy.
I know.
You claim that there's just no room for therapy in your life. Let me tell you,
this is it right here.
Mm-hmm.
You're my therapist and everybody else listening.
Hours.
Yeah.
That's really
isn't that
wild,
really
though.
Weird?
That is really weird.
See, I think there's a lot of things out there, like you had said, mm-hmm. that I just block out or whatever. Because there's so many layers.
You're like, oh, buddy.
What is this Tinder song? I'm going to play this.
Oh,
yeah. What
this guy's
is this
fantastic.
Here? Yeah, this is. Are absolutely gorgeous. Good morning. Good morning, Doug. What you doing today? About to do my Bible study. You're a pretty woman. Have you farted yet today? Have you farted yet today? Oh, I'm probably jumping the gun, but I can't come from having fun. Have you farted yet today?
This guy has tons of these.
And this is a Tinder. What does he do? He takes Tinder.
He takes Tinder message, like text exchanges.
Okay.
And then puts it, like makes it into a song. There are some that are just absolutely like there. We'll start playing some because there are the fact that these are actual exchanges is truly the most awe-inspiring part of the bit. It's not even just so much that because he acts them out and like sometimes he has people with him and sometimes he doesn't, but he always makes them into a song, but they're based on real messages exchanged between two people on Tinder.
Oh,
it is
okay.
Magic. This is really like somebody like saying this to somebody like, you're beautiful. Like, hey, have you farted yesterday?
I can't believe somebody would ask that, but I guess why not?
It's Tinder. I'm sure there's worse.
It's a good song.
I know. He's got a lot of good songs. They're really catchy. So it's hard not to like want to keep listening to them. Like they kind of give you an earworm. I started following him on Instagram and I am like just absolutely in love.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. Good morning. Good morning, Doug. What you doing today?
Pretty woman in red shoes. Have you farted yet today? Have you farted yet today? Oh, I'm probably dropping the gun, but I guess I'm having fun. Have you farted yet today?
Like, do you even respond to that?
No,
respond to that.
We were, we're way, way past that. I mean, Tinder was around, but I never used it. I mean, I used it a little bit, but I didn't use it to date. So basically what I would do is just stalk, I guess, kind of have fun with it. And then I'd get weird because you'd be bored. Then you'd be swiping back and forth. And then next you know it, you realize you're swiping at someone and they swipe at the same time or whatever at you. And they're in the same airport.
Ew.
Yeah.
I don't think so I'd like that.
This is creepy. Yes.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you're like going to run into them in real life.
Okay. All right. So the show is The Loneliest Runner. All right, that was a show on TV, Bedwetter, whose mom did do that to Michael Landon. God, Chris, make me feel old.
It was in black and white. They had just started using
it. Was costumes. Scarring. Can you believe they had TV shows like that?
I had to read it because they didn't even have sound in movies yet. I had to follow along with words.
It was, that was... That was like traumatizing. I can't believe you even got me to remember that.
Well,
so much for quitting drinking.
Now I'm going to have to keep drinking to drown out the memory. Imagine all the other stuff that's just going to start bubbling up.
Well, it depends. Like, it only takes a little while.
Like the little gray pit tars. Like all these bones are just going to start coming up after out of your alcohol-induced haze. As you slowly get sober, more memories start surfacing.
Yeah. There is a new.
Don't scare me back into drinking.
I'm changing it something. Yeah, I can't believe they had a show like that. Can you? I mean, what would happen today in today's world if that happened? You know.
Oh, it was different times.
I know, but it's like I just can't believe that was a. I know it's different times to do that, but it's also. It was
no, but I mean, it doesn't surprise me that like at that point it was like shame. Like that somebody like this is really going to touch somebody in our audience. Somebody out there is a bedwetter and they need to get
shamed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope my mother didn't do that. Cause it's so close for some reason. I feel like she did and God rest her soul if she did. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never thought of it and talked about it ever. You know,
I think that you're probably conflating it. I think it's like a fictionalized memory, but it probably taps into something like,
I probably did pee the bed and hide it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's probably something that your mom said something to you about or scolded you about because you probably did hide it or what have you. But I don't think that she
hung it outside the house.
Yeah. I think that's a little, that's a bridge too far.
Well, I don't know. It's a different time. All right. So there's a new treat out there that you guys could make for your cat lady friends. We have a big game coming up here. It's always football. It doesn't matter what it is actually. But this is for your cat loving friends. Please make this for them game day or whatever the heck it is.
I surprised my sister with a cat litter cake for her birthday. She's obsessed with cats, so this is perfect. I baked a cake, crumbled it into a litter box, mixed in frosting, and topped with crushed golden Oreos. And the finishing touch is Tootsie Rolls shaped as cat doo-doo. It looks exactly like a litter box and tastes amazing. The ultimate cake for any cat lover.
Gracie.
Like, I can't.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's for you cat lovers right there.
The amount of time and energy that would go into doing something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
It would be really worth it just to watch the cringe factor, the first person that digs in. I love the fact that the serving piece is the cat sifter.
I didn't catch that.
Like they went all in. Like they're like, and the litter sifter is what you're going to use to serve this. Like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That is one theme party I want to skip.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, people, we're going to roll out of here. What do we got going on? We got the keyword of the day coming up, you know, on Wednesday. So what I mean by keyword of the day is that we're giving away these VIP tickets to Omaha Whiskey Fest. And we give you the keyword, and then you just go to bigpartyshow.com, and then that's where you put the word, all right? And then we'll draw a winner. These tickets are, I mean, they're good tickets. If you like bourbon or whiskey and want to do an experience like that, because this thing sells out. These VIP tickets, you're not going to get them anymore. So it's easy to win them, and that's all you have to do is just listen and tune in. That's it. And also, while you're there, pick up some merch. That shirt will be there. I want to see. My dream is to have the whole stadium wearing that during the Nebraska-Iowa game.
Aw.
You know, wouldn't that be great?
That would be really great.
Well, I'd be rich, too.
Well, that would be really great. We would be really rich.
And vice versa. And remember, it doesn't have to be Nebraska versus Iowa at Iowa-Nebraska. It's for both, you know, teams. But we also play each other in volleyball as well.
You're saying it's not a one sport
shirt. No, not at all. Baseball, I mean, you could be driving volleyball through to Chicago or something through Iowa. You can wear it then, right? Patrick wants to know what shirt. All right, Patrick, I'll play it for you. Hold on 1 second. What do I play? Do I want to play the trailer, or what do I want to play? The trailer's a little bit much.
I was going to say the trailer after the millions of dollars you spent on it. Just kidding. It's just time and effort.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go, Patrick. Here it comes.
He missed your calling. You need to be doing movie trailers. In a world where cannibals run free in Molly's bedroom.
And where boys piss the bed in Party's bedroom.
And moms leave the sheets out to dry, basically ringing the dinner bell for all those cannibals.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Thanks for watching, whatever. But make sure you tell somebody about the podcast. Every time we run into somebody that's not familiar, that we're not on radio anymore, just tell them they're now on podcast. We'd appreciate it. But we're out of here. Be good, safe, and we'll talk to you soon, and do yourself good.